Hello, listeners. Today I am talking to Miss Chloe Yates, who is our program leader for social justice at Loreto, Year 12 student Isabel Watson and Year 10 student Erin Wallace, about their ongoing work in our Reconciliation Action Plan Committee, known as RAP. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Chloe, when did you get involved with this?
So we started our committee partway through last year, and then we called for nominations or expressions for people to join us at the start of this year. Is when we opened it up to students.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, it's been a kind of working in the background, and then we've been meeting about every 4 weeks since the start of this year, and it's made up of Mrs. Wigan, myself, a couple of other interested staff members. We have some parents and community members with us as well, and some students.
Okay, and what's the purpose?
So the purpose of the RAP committee is to develop Loreto Kupuru's Reconciliation Action Plan, which is the things that we are going to do and our vision for reconciliation with First Nations peoples.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. So, Erin, why are you involved and why is your interest here?
Well, my dad actually asked me, he was like, you know, this is really cool. Would you like to join it with me? And so I said yes, because he's done lots of work in this sort of thing before, and it's sort of just been a thing on like his side of the family, so I like wanted to get involved and, you know, just help out, I guess.
That's wonderful. And you get to work alongside your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, and what about you, Isabel?
I think in year 10 we did this like social justice immersion, and you could choose a lot of different areas, and I chose the Indigenous one. And so for a couple of days we did all these different activities and talked to lots of different Indigenous people, and that just like sparked my interest, I guess. And also my uncle is in this sort of area, so yeah, following on from that. Okay. Like Erin said, getting involved.
Wonderful. Now, was your committee responsible for how we all now acknowledge country at the beginning of every assembly?
Yeah.
It's part of our reconciliation action. The idea for doing that actually came from our seniors. Last year came up with that idea to use the message stick, which had been gifted to us, to hold up the message stick and say our acknowledgement of country all together. But that has become part of what we're trying to build on in terms of building more action steps that we are doing as a school community towards reconciliation.
As a participant, it makes me really proud that, you know, the power, it's just another example of the power of education and how we have the ability to be inclusive and, I guess, be a role model to others. And that's, I guess, what you're doing mostly in this space. What are some of the other things? I know there would be time and budget and other restraints for what you want to happen. What's the committee looking at doing next?
So our work at the moment is on developing our action steps. So Reconciliation Australia has a guide that sets out what our kind of the domains of our action steps.
Right.
So we have to think about things in our school community and then in our classrooms as well. So kind of the bigger scale and the smaller scale. And what we're working through at the moment is what are our deliverables in those spaces going to look like? So what are we going to try and embed in our classrooms with our staff and in connecting with the wider community so that we can be working towards reconciliation alongside our Indigenous community?
Okay. Can you give me an example, Erin? What some of the discussions have been about? Can you think of anything? Or what other schools are doing in this space?
Unsure?
Yeah, so you're still in the investigating mode, is that right?
Well, there's, as Miss Yates was saying, there's like four, what Reconciliation Australia like recommends is there's 14 mandatory actions that like every school has to complete.
Right.
And that's like between stuff in the classroom, in the school, and then in the broader community. So we have to tick off those 14. So like they're our first priority. And then there's other recommended actions that you can do. And there's I think maybe like 20 or 25 of those that you can focus on afterwards. Okay. And some of the mandatory ones are like acknowledgement of country, displaying the flags around the school, like staff education. So that sort of thing is like what we're focusing on first to get those done, and then we can expand into other areas that suit like our school's needs, and every school is different in what they need.
Okay, and I know like Chloe and I, from a staff perspective, we've had multiple opportunities now over the last few years to engage with Indigenous perspectives and culture through our staff learning days. So is that
Deliverables is that staff have access to professional development in the reconciliation space every year, so they can engage with something every year. And then the way that we want to build on that is to look at when we're looking at doing our unit plans. We know that, you know, we've got new Australian curriculum, all these different changes that we're going to make. How can we also make Indigenous perspectives and reconciliation part of that as well, so that we can have it happening in our classrooms all the time? Where can we find opportunities to maybe connect with elders, traditional custodians, who can work with our students, just different things that we can do? How can we recognise more significant days for Indigenous people? Lots of different ways that our school can always keep the conversation around reconciliation going.
Okay, so aside from Erin and Isabel, aside from what you're learning in the terms in the space of Indigenous culture, what are you learning from being part of the committee? Like, are you developing some skills there that you didn't expect? Because you're getting the unique opportunity to work with teachers and community members and parents. Yeah. So what's the benefit for you, do you think?
Do you want to go first?
No, not really.
I'll go first.
I'm not entirely sure.
Have a think.
Yeah. I think just like, this is the first committee I've been on, and I feel like as a student you don't get many opportunities to be on like a committee. It's quite, I don't know, it's a cool thing. But just like working with adults, I think, is like a really good learning experience going into like graduating and having to go into work and stuff. Like working with adults, communicating and kind of like compromising and sharing ideas, I think is the biggest thing I've learned.
I agree with that. Just like learning to be able to communicate and like express your ideas about stuff with adults, because that can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah, and some people might find that a little bit intimidating. So
yeah,
I imagine.
I mean, I know I do.
Yeah, but are you growing in confidence with each meeting?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you so much. I've certainly learnt a lot. I hope our listeners have, and good luck for the rest of your committee meetings this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.